Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is a tasty Tuesday. It is January 7th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
If you were listening this time yesterday morning, that is also the forecast. I'm not reading this.
It's the same.
It's the same.
It's cold.
Just
less snow.
I will let you know, as will Jen, when there is either massive accumulations on the way, if it's closer to zero, or spring is here. Those are the three things you need to know as far as the forecast.
That's fair.
Other than that, just 20 and,
blah.
You know. There's only one thing that can really get us in a really good mood. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I can't believe we don't have a winner yet. This is so strange.
We've only played a couple of days.
Oh, that's right.
It's so fresh and new. And for the comments that we are getting that we will get to everybody excited that the game has returned.
That is a big fat lie.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in the Star 102 on air studio. What is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's Gina of Menor, the legend that figured out the last dead guy in an envelope was Meatloaf.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, Gina, if you got it today?
I don't want to talk to Kim. I want to talk to Jen. So, Jen, that was your Christmas gift, figuring out Meatloaf. So
yeah.
How are we playing this again?
I can't believe we're playing it again, Gina. I am so annoyed because you know it's going to last for another year. This is my hope right now, Gina, that you did so well in last year's game that you're going to right now make a guess for dead guy in an envelope and put this to an end just days after we started it.
Okay, I'm going to go for it again.
All right, do it.
George Michael.
No, it's not. It's not George Michael.
The game continues.
Oh.
Yay! Early Morning Crew loves this game. We'll prove it with the comments next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Shouts, Tuesday morning, 6:19. Just had another guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. People love this game.
I don't think they
do. There's Jeopardy, there's Wheel of Fortune, and then there's Dead Guy in the Envelope. Big three games have ever existed.
So have you looked at...
Price is Right. Price is Right is great. I'm sorry.
Very false.
Maybe old school Hollywood Squares. They're all solid, but Dead Guy in an Envelope, an honorable mention.
Old school Hollywood Squares was a good time. I don't think you're correct there. Nicole says, dead guy's back? I had the second half of last week off, and now I'm back to another dead guy in an envelope? Please tell me there's more clues. Not happy. Carla, she said, you had mentioned how some teachers maybe are going back to school this week, and they're waking up and hearing that it's back for the first time, even though we brought it back last week. Carla says, I am that teacher. My alarm went off to Tim saying dead guy in an envelope. Not again. Mm-hmm. Unhappy with dead guy in an envelope. I'm sorry. I have one more message. Now I can't find it. I had three. Oh, here's what Michelle said. Here we go again. Let's see how many months this poor soul will remain in the envelope.
That's not necessarily bad. It's just a general statement.
I feel like that's kind of like eye-rolling a little bit.
You can shoot us more DMs. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland, or
216. Nobody is saying like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I'm so happy.
Okay, anybody want to say that? I'll read it if you have a positive. I'll read it if you have a negative comment, but anybody glad that it's back? I mean, you know, Jen's idea. 216-348.
Definitely not.
It wasn't in 2024, and it wasn't in 2025.
Correct.
So we'll get to the DMs and also phone calls next on Star 102. You ask, and you receive. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Wendy, thank you. Okay. I might be that person that is glad to hear dead guy in an envelope again. I'm a teacher, and I have to admit, I got a smile on my face yesterday when I heard the theme song playing. Thank you, Wendy.
I think people like your theme song.
I'm sorry Jen hates this game. That does not represent all of Cleveland. Of Cleveland. Tim.
Your song is great.
Send.
You did a great job on that. It's fun to hear the song, but is there a way to just hear it without playing for months and months at a time?
Kevin, I love that Dead Guy in the Envelope is back. It is absolutely wonderful listening to everyone complain about how much they hate the game so much. It makes my morning and makes me smile every day listening to you guys read all of these comments. I will be disappointed when the guest is finally made and people have nothing to complain about. There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Kev. And my brother's name is Kev. So there you go. I don't know what that means, but wait, hold on. I'm sending that. Oh, we have a phone call. Right, please go right ahead.
I just want to call to tell you that me and my wife carpool to work, even though we work at separate places, and we are thrilled it's back.
Wow.
Just give them an obligatory wow. Thank you very much. We appreciate the input, even though it's the opposite of what Jen has been reading
that
all morning
long.
That
was not an obligatory wow. It was like, wow, I can't believe there's two people in a vehicle enjoying this game.
Relatively condescending.
Stunning.
I am so sorry.
Not to you, to Tim.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie entering the studio. It's Stevie on the socials. What are we going to talk about next, just in case we missed it?
So there have been these lists that keep going viral on TikTok as we wrap up the end of 2024 into 2025. People are highlighting the last decade and the amount of stores that have closed in the 2010s. And then what they are projecting to close by the end of this year. And some on the list I was shocked about. And people are just questioning, like, where are we going to buy stuff at, basically? Because everything seems to be closing.
I'm in a balloon panic. Where am I going to get inflated balloons for my kids' birthdays? Mm-hmm. I always have them in the morning.
You can always go to parties.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I've seen this because I think I'm nostalgic about everything. And I even think to myself, oh, the Hardee's on Vine Street closed. They're turning it into a Starbucks, but there's a Hardee's sign still there. How do I get it? So this on TikTok pops up all the time. And I disagree with some of them. Some of them are shocking on this list that they think are going to close. I don't know.
Hardee's is good. It's underrated.
Well, is that up there with your T County Shoney's?
You know, we have a Hardee's in T County.
Of course do.
All right.
Of course you do. Do you have a Sears in T County?
No.
Do you have a Ponderosa in T County?
We did.
I don't know. Okay. So we got to get this. Stevie on the socials. We think you'll be surprised with this list next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Stevie on the socials.
Talking about stores that closed in the 2010s, and people are they're not happy about it. And then the stores that they are projecting are going to be closing. So the stores that have closed, they did not make it. Sears, Justice, Tivana, Blockbuster, Family Video, Radio Shack, Payless, and Borders, the bookstore.
I forgot about Payless, though, when I saw that list.
Me too.
It was relatively random. I'm like, oh, I thought they were all over the place because they were expensive. I always thought that the guy's shoes were, that's not why you went to Payless.
Right.
But they did have the inexpensive shoes if you needed something quick and they would go with your outfit or whatever.
I remember vividly, like the walls of just shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
Why is Tivana standing out to me? Remember?
They're in every mall.
I forgot about it.
Yes.
I totally forgot about that until I saw that list.
And they always had the little tea samples
all
that you could try.
All the comments were like, Tivana was ahead of its time. We need to bring it back now.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they still sell like Tivana tea bags, I feel like online or at the grocery store. Right.
Oh,
right.
It's still, okay. I didn't even realize it was still a thing. Yeah. All right.
The stores projected to close, though, I think is even more sad because then you realize everything is going to be gone. But on there is Macy's, Advance Auto Parts, GameStop, Family Dollar, Joann Fabrics, Foot Locker, Staples, Office Depot. And at the time the list was made, Party City was on there and Big Lots. And a week later, they both announced, and Kmart for sure, they both announced.
I want to start with that I root for all of these stores, and being a brick and mortar anything is very, very tough. Restaurant industry, sales industry, retail. I mean, like, the list goes on and on. Driving your community, there's probably a lot of square footage that is available on the on some of these places, right? And I root for them all. On that list, I wouldn't be surprised if any of those on the list, which is very, very sad. And I root for all of them. A lot of them have Star 102 on. Like, I don't like that to be a thing. And I want them all to be wrong.
And it's particularly Joann stands out to me because aren't they headquartered here?
Yeah,
and
like there was Hudson area or south of there, maybe. Yeah.
Something went on, I feel like, in the past year or two where they almost did the bankruptcy thing, but then they came out of it, or they got rebranded, or they got bought out by somebody, and they survived that.
It seems like the same type of businesses keep getting added. Like, there was the other fabric store that was closing, and now this, and like all the pharmacies keep closing. Like, where are we supposed to go? How do you not have an Advanced Auto Parts? How am I going to get my brake fluid?
First of all, you don't address anything in your car. So I like that
fair.
That's the one you chose. Your dashboard, there are more lights than on most people's homes for Christmas.
Right now there's none. You'd be proud.
Now there's none?
Nice, Stevie.
For now. I mean, give it a month.
All right.
Happy New Year.
It's a new year, new Stevie.
Yeah. You can't go to Advanced Auto Parts, maybe.
Well, wait. It's only January 7th. All right. Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. What's going on at Target? That's a 705.
No, don't get me started. I'm so mad about it. I'm so mad about it.
That this is nudie. We actually should bring in producer Stevie for this too.
What? It happened to me twice now.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. I don't understand.
Come on. Target is my safe space. What are you doing?
I don't.
What are you doing?
I don't get it. And you've probably noticed this, but what is going on? That's a 705.
So thanks to Steven, who sent us a message. We were talking about all the stores that might close and how Party City is closing. And I said, I always get my kids balloons there on their birthday, Party City. He said, hey, tell Jen she could buy balloons at Party Place on Chester Road in Avon. Don't mix it up with Party City, which is closing its stores. Thank you, Steven. I pass Party Place on Chester Road all the time. I've never gone in. So good to know that I can get balloons there now.
I mean, Party City is probably liquidating some of their stuff. Why don't you get get some balloons?
Buy a helium tank?
Get some helium tank. Well, the helium tanks are there. I mean, can they sell that? Can you forecast some of these things? Like, happy 11th birthday to Max and 12th birthday to Max.
What is it, March? I mean, we're close enough, I guess.
They say that, or, you know.
You have a birthday before then?
Can you want to take a lease for a month? They would probably take that wherever they're leasing that. Nah. Lease it for a month and just grab what you need, the candies and everything else. I don't know.
I think I'll just go to Party Place. Yeah.
Well, is that the only other option? I mean, like, it's not like
I buy balloons twice a year, and it's for the kids. And
Is that the only option? It's because nothing else jumps out at me when you. It seems silly, but like that is a place that you would go for that, right? Like, they had a bajillion different options, or costumes, or candy.
The only reason I would ever go to Party City, and they had renovated the store in the past couple of years. It was lovely in there, in North Olmsted.
Okay,
so shame.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How good of a time is it to go shopping at Target?
It's a good time. It's like a safe haven. I love going there by myself, getting myself a cart. Sometimes I get a Starbucks, sometimes I don't, but just milling around the store, See, Target kind of speaks to you when you're there, tells you what you need. You may be going in for one thing, but you will leave with more.
Could you shop there with your eyes closed and you have the entire map of Target mapped out in your head? You can
just continue to go on and say, I know exactly
where I'm going.
Several locations. Because
yep.
some of them, you know, they all have little tweaks. Little, you know, the North Olmsted one hasn't been renovated yet. But the guy there the other day told me they're about to get the remodel. So that's exciting.
That's a good scoop.
That's exciting. The Avon one has been remodeled. And I, it's just a peaceful experience. Right up until it wasn't recently. And I thought it was a one-off until it happened again. And some incident happened to me right around the tech section in the back of the store. Why am I getting approached at Target? Why am I getting approached? Why am I getting approached? I don't understand why this is happening. And it happened the first time. It annoyed me. The second time, I thought I hid and I didn't. And I don't. It feels like 100 years ago when you would be walking through the mall and the people at the kiosks would try to come up to you and put the hand lotion on you. Or whatever. Like, oh, can I see
it's now the it's now the shoe cleaner. That's the new that's
what's
the new
the shoe cleaner.
Well, it all we're gonna put all of this together. And this is new?
To me it is.
Okay. It seems like it's new. All right. So what's going on at Target? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
They're trying to sell me something back in the tech section. It happened just before Christmas time. We're walking back through the store and, you know, you get around the square. It's like a big, well, square, rectangle, whatever. You get back near the tech section and there's a guy with a clipboard. I'm like, what is happening right now? Approaches right away, starts asking about cell phone service. I fortunately get out of it that time. Nate is with me the first time and says, you know, he happens to work for a company that deals with tech and all that. So it kind of pushes that away. So then last week, or no, it was just over this past weekend, I go to Target and I'm by myself. Best day ever, right? Slowly sauntering through the store. I get around that back corner, right where, you know, the fitting rooms are. And then there's the men's section to the left and the baby stuff to the right. And then there's the tech section up ahead. I see the exact same guy with his clipboard. And I think, oh my God, I'm going to make a hard left. I'm going to go to the back of the tech section, go around through the back. Because I don't really go through that section.
Sure.
I kind of go past it and get down to like seasonal and all that. Maybe like the, or they might have the Owalas and all that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Seasonal's a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Good
right
time.
Before the Owalas. Yeah, I get you.
So just as I'm about to, well, first of all, I got stopped by some clearance sunglasses. So I kind of paused. So then I go down and I'm about to make the left thinking, great, I'm going to avoid this guy. This girl pops out of nowhere with a clipboard and starts asking me about my cell phone service.
And are they by a display of theirs?
No.
Or are they just there with a clipboard and a blue shirt?
The,
I'm just making up.
They're not in a blue shirt. They're not in in any type of uniform, but they have some type of clipboard and they're clearly asking. And this girl, listen, they're so nice. And then the problem is I feel bad for them because that has to be the most difficult job to try and sell something in a store to someone. But I don't, why are you disrupting my peace in Target? Why is this happening at Target? Like this, I thought this went away. Why is this happening? I don't want to be approached. I don't want to be approached. I don't want you to sell me something like that. I just want to enjoy my time in Target. I want to find unnecessary things in the hearth and hand section and get cute little, you know, salt and pepper containers and stuff like that. Bins to store my clothing. I don't want to be sold to. And I don't like that it's in there. I would never expect that. I felt tricked.
You'll see on camera that's at least three hand slaps.
Oh, I forgot the camera.
So
I forgot the camera.
That's fine.
So bad.
Is this new? Have you noticed it specifically at Target? And where else do you see this? Because I have a couple of examples immediately that this is not new. Also, not at Target will be my example.
Has it happened to you in Target?
I usually don't go back there. Daddy with his 9-year-old daughter makes a hard left to Ulta.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so to go back deep in the store.
Left in your store?
Well, in the.
Oh,
in,
you make the right and then the
correct,
left.
Correct, correct.
Right.
So
yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
go in, know right where that's at, and that ends up leading to something else. And she's showing me everything that she saw on TikTok, which is absolutely fine. But I very rarely get to towards the back of the store. I do try to get towards the seasonal. I try to get like it's an entire thing, but that's kind of our trip. So
loop around then, stay on the path where you find like the Tupperware and all the like pharmacy and all that, and then go around backwards past the grocery and then make your left to seasonal because you don't want to go near tech. They're going to try and sell you. I don't know what they're selling.
Right.
It has to be because they asked, I think they asked me what cell phone service I had and they gave like a couple options.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim show. Who's your cell phone carrier?
Don't ask me that.
When you're walking around Target.
I don't want to be asked that. I don't want to be asked. I don't want to be sold something.
They have done this at Sam's Club for, I feel like, years.
Really?
I have to. Cell phone? I live in Mentor. There is a Sam's Club right off of Heisley. I'm there all the time. It's close. It's great. List goes on and on. I walk in. You walk in there. You show them your card. You have the TVs on the left, the electronics. You have, like, whatever's on sale, the sale type of, like, things that they are pushing on the right, the seasonal type of stuff, I suppose. Mm-hmm. You go there, and if you make a hard left in the electronics section, right there, they are there. And I want to make the left because I don't want to go the other way. Like, I have a specific route that I want to go
of
in
course.
Sam's Club. So then I've got to, like, hide in the chips and go around the
yeah.
stacks. And then go back through the thermal menswear, and then I can get around them.
I don't want to reroute. Again.
They have a job to do. I get it. I just
yes.
don't. They've already asked me the questions. They've already asked me the self. They've already got the clipboards. I need to.
And you're right. I feel bad for them that they have a job to do. And I can tell you with certainty, there is 1,000% certainty I will not buy something from you simply because I am that annoyed you're approaching me in a store. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or what. I would never, ever in a billion years sign up for whatever they're selling me. Diane sent me a message. She says, hey, it's your jury duty bestie here. We were on jury duty together. She says, I had to laugh at the Target situation. It happened to me too. This always happens at Walmart, which I try to avoid. When the guy approached me, I said, please, whatever you're going to ask me, do not. She said he looked a bit surprised, but walked away. She said, I hate being not so nice, but I really, really wanted to shop in peace.
And I wonder if they, in general, that are you know, either trying to sell you or upgrade or whatever, appreciate that more. Then they don't have to do the spiel. Like, it's kind of, I mean, you don't want to be rude to somebody. I get that. But if you give them the cold shoulder, they know instantly, like, I do not have a chance. This is not somebody I'm going to pursue.
I don't know. And obviously, I would assume they get paid on some type of commission. What?
We have full phones on this. We're going to get to these phones. And I have another example.
And all the messages are coming through now,
okay,
too. Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have. This is clearly a thing. Calls, DMs. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show.
This apparently is happening to other people. David says, Jen, don't do it. Biggest mistake I ever made. Went from Verizon to AT&T. Took over a year to straighten it out. When I complained to Target, they say they're not even our employees. Even the local store in Avon couldn't do anything because it's corporate. Becky has a good idea. She says, about the solicitors in stores. When asked who my carrier is or who pays my phone bill or electric bill, I answer with, my sugar daddy handles all my bills.
Oh, that is the best.
She says sometimes
please
I get a laugh.
Please do that and get video of that. We will post that on Jen and Tim show.
Yeah, she says sometimes she gets a laugh, and one time she got a go get it, girl.
That would be me if I was working the clipboard.
That's
like, okay,
amazing.
You know what? You have won. You have won.
Right.
I don't even need to pursue this. That is fantastic. She has a plan. We'll get to this. She has a plan of attack on what to do.
And as soon as they start talking to you, you just find out whatever carrier service they're with, and you just say, T-Mobile rocks. And then they leave you alone.
Really?
It just takes those simple words, and as soon as they find out you're with whatever company they're trying to push, they leave you alone.
Okay, this is good. This is a nice plan of attack.
So if you had an ingrown toenail,
oh my God,
what would you use to pick at it? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would use a scissor and a tweezer.
I feel like
tweezer, smart.
That there's no rigidity at the end of the floss pick that would do its job.
Not
isn't it kind of bendy?
Mm.
Is it
felt more safe.
Felt like, more safe because it was plastic?
Yes.
We're
metal scary.
You have a nurse practitioner telling you that was not a good maneuver.
Mm-hmm. I think any nurse practitioner would say not to do it at home yourself.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I feel like you need to go get that sliced out.
I'm not doing
it. We should do it. Right. We have cameras in here. We should do it. Jen will do it.
No.
No, I will not.
You will not take care of her ingrown toenail.
No, I will not.
Okay.
Would you?
Very ouchy.
I can't stand feet. I want to say I don't like feet or just in general. I don't like the foot fingers. The whole thing. I don't like on them. I'm
don't
serious.
Say that.
They're just.
Yeah.
So is it getting better? Or I mean, do we need another nurse practitioner to call and tell you the.
I don't know. We'll find out later.
What do you put on it?
You know?
What do you wrap it? Do you put something on it?
Yeah, I have a Band-Aid on it and antibiotic or whatever.
Is it Paw Patrol Band-Aid?
Neosporin.
Mm-hmm.
No, just nice regular Band-Aid.
Okay, regular Band-Aid.
You are hobbling a little bit, though.
No, it's done now. It was just this morning. It was fresh because last night was the operation.
She's fine. I had to give her a piggyback from the parking deck to her, but she's fine. Foot's fine.
She'll be a little late to the meeting today, Chase, because she can't make it over to the other side of the building. All right, so there we go. We appreciate it. Anybody else want to call about her toe?
Everyone gets ingrown toenails. I'm sure people will call.
How do you address it? Right. Footish, I don't. I'm going to leave, actually. For foot chat, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get to Trump Tui, and I'm going to leave for foot chat. Okay. I don't. Like, it's
all right.
A lot.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.